The Syracuse Common Council has passed a budget that includes some controversial changes to what Mayor Stephanie Miner had proposed. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Miner says she will veto the changes.
The council has cut overtime from Syracuse's fire and police departments by $1 million each. But Councilor Stephen Thompson says the money cut for police overtime has been shifted to hire new officers.
Of course, we would like to see overtime go down. We have no belief that it probably will drop too much this year. But going forward, when those officers are on the job, it will replace 30 people that could have been getting overtime.
Miner's administration says they are not compelled to spend the money allocated on a new class of police officers. Miner calls the cuts nonsensical and a risk to the city. Also on the chopping block was the annual funding for the Syracuse Land Bank, which acquires tax-delinquent properties. Councilor Jean Kestner says the land bank has a healthy fund balance.
We do not include funding for the land bank, but do not read this, that we do not have full confidence and support for the land bank. It's a financial necessity for the health of our city going forward.
Land bank officials say the cut will mean fewer demolitions and a limit to how many properties they can take in. The council's budget decreases the city's deficit by $2 million. Although Miner has vowed to veto the council's amendments, all of the changes passed beyond the threshold to override a veto. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.